While Sally Mae woke up the children, Loper grabbed his hat and left through the back door. I went with him. If there was a fire to fight, I wanted to be right in the middle of it, doing my part and showing the flag for the security division. And besides, I had no great desire to stay in the house with Sally Mae. I mean, she'd call me a brave dog, but don't forget that unfortunate incident in the chicken house. She would have heard about it, and she had a long memory. A guy never wants to push his luck. Outside in the yard, we could hear the distant crackle of the fire and saw the rise and fall of the red glow behind the curtain of smoke. Loper didn't say anything, but I could guess his thoughts. That thing was really scary. It made a grown man feel about the size of an ant, and a grown dog, too. But there was a bit of good news. The wind had slacked up and the fire line had slowed its march toward the house. That gave us a little time to prepare a defense. Loper turned on the water hose and sprayed the roof. After about 5 minutes, we looked off to the northeast and saw several pairs of headlights coming down the county road. Hurrah! We had reinforcements! The first to arrive was Slim, followed by Billy and several other ranch neighbors from down the creek. They had come prepared to fight the fire with shovels and wet gunny sacks. I had a feeling that wouldn't be enough. Where was that heavy equipment Loper had mentioned on the phone? When Alfred came out of the house, Loper gave him the water hose and let him finish the job of wetting down the roof. Loper gathered the crew together. All right, boys. With a fire this big, the best we can do is save the house. There's no way we can put it out. We'll move out into the pasture about 100 yards and start a backfire. Let's go. In case you're not familiar with some of the technical terms we use in the firefighting business, let me explain backfire. You probably thought a backfire was something an old pickup does when you let off the gas pedal. Well, that's one of its meanings. But in the firefighting business, we have something else in mind. See, we burn a narrow strip of pasture that lies in the path of the prairie fire. The idea being that when the big fire gets there, it won't have any fuel. It's called a fire guard. But the most important part of any backfire procedure is the presence of a well-trained, experienced, fearless cow dog who will race up and down the fire line, delivering blast after blast of stern anti-fire barking. You can have the best fire guard in the world, but if you don't have that dog doing his stuff, well, you might as well be blowing soap bubbles. Nothing works. I'm not saying that a crew of men doesn't help, but they're mainly just a backup for the dog. Without that dog, fellas, the whole business just seems to fall apart. No kidding. Anyway, I sent my men out into the pasture to backfire a strip of grass and prepare the fire guard. While they worked, I watched them closely because, well, let's face it, when you have to depend on guys like Slim Chance to finish a job, you can't relax. The man was a goof-off, a cowboy joker who had caught his own pants on fire that very afternoon, and I had to watch him like a clock. I supervised the whole backfiring operation, is the point, and my crew did a pretty good job, all things considered, and at that moment, there wasn't much we could do but wait for the fire to arrive.